in the limelight.
The MKO traitors and terrorists had sided with Saddam against Iran during the US-imposed war in 1980s, and their hands are dipped in the blood of more than 17,000 Iranians, including senior government officials, all killed on the orders of Washington. All terrorist outfits, including Daesh and MKO, are American and European mercenaries with a mission to undermine the stability of the Muslim world. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by the staff of Iran Daily, Kayhan International. This article is published under the heading, "The West Will Never Be Sincere with Iran and the Muslim World." Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. It is not a strange, but a rather naivety on our part to think that the West, which currently dominates the international economy, will eventually become sincere towards the Muslim world and towards the Islamic Republic of Iran in particular. No, this will never happen as long as we are divided in our own approach towards the West. The US and European Union included, whose prime goal is protection of the illegal Zionist entity and expansion of its political and economic influence in the Muslim world. First and foremost is the absence of political legitimacy for most ruling regimes, especially in the Arab states, an important factor that plays into the hands of the West, making it assume the role of protector to ruthless rulers, who in turn allow themselves to be used as pawns of divisions and funders of terrorist outfits to destabilize fellow Muslim countries. The most evident example in this regard is the case of Syria and Iraq, where the West let loose terrorists of all UN color, funded by the oil-rich regimes of the Persian Gulf, equipped with Western armaments, and serving as agents of Zionism, albeit disguised as puritanical Muslims, as the Salafis, Wahhabis, Daesh, all other anti-Islamic outfits do. Syria was a strong frontline state in the struggle for liberation of Palestine, while post-Ba'athist Iraq, which had shown the exit door to the American occupiers, had an elected government and all the ingredients for making it a vital component of the resistance front stretching from Iran to the Levant. The reason the West, its Arab clients, and the Israelis failed in their devilish designs was the Islamic Republic of Iran's firm support for these two countries and their heroic masses refusing to yield to the terrorists. Of course, the West, the Israeli regime, reactionary Arabs, succeeded in toppling the elected Muslim Brotherhood government of Egypt and also took control of Sudan through the same tactics of military coups, but failed miserably in other parts of the Muslim world, such as Yemen. The current influx of the Israelis into the UAE and Bahrain, with the tacit approval of Saudi Arabia regime, which has secret ties with the Zionist regime, is part of disparate bits to undermine the Palestinian struggle for independence and also to try to pose a threat to Iran, since the West views the dynamic Islamic Republic system as the greatest hurdle to its devilish designs in the region. In other words, the U.S. and European regimes will never reconcile to their realities in Iran and will resort to every satanic stratagem to undermine the Islamic Republic, as is evident by Washington's violation of the JCPOA and the refusal of Germany, France, and Britain to honor their commitment to it, despite Tehran's compliance with the clauses of the 2015 Geneva Accord. Those in doubt and still thinking of having normal relations one day with the US and Europe, with all the economic sanctions removed, should take a look at the current circus of the MKO terrorists in certain European capitals and the anti-Iran theatrics of the clowns it features, such as the notorious criminal Mike Pompeo, who is proud of lying, cheating, and stealing. The MKO traitors and terrorists had sided with Saddam against Iran during the U.S.-imposed war in 1980s, and their hands are dipped in the blood of more than 17,000 Iranians, including senior government officials, all killed on the orders of Washington. In short, all terrorist outfits, including Daesh and MKO, are American and European mercenaries with a mission to undermine the stability of the Muslim world.